This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It is 16 minutes past 7 for your Thursday.
And we love finding out what is going on for our LGBTR communities all around Australia, all around Victoria, wherever we can find out more. And one of the fabulous people that always keeps us informed every couple of weeks is Chris Stevens-Todd, all the way from Shepparton. Hello, hello, Chris.
Hello, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning. How have you recovered from the not only big trip to Melbourne, but also marching in the Pride March on Sunday in that hot, hot, hot?
Yeah, I had a break last year, so this was my first year back, and it was great. I forgot what it was like to, you know, just once again have everyone cheering and celebrating Pride but it was lovely to get out of the heat and enjoy some company at the Pride Centre afterwards.
Now, you all got a bus in and a bus back. How early did you leave to get to Pride March?
Well, we had to leave 7:30 on the dot, and then we got back at 6:30. So it was a long day, especially after GB Pride's ball the night before.
Yes, yes. Wow. I saw a bit of a picture of you doing some dancing with one of the drag performers.
Well, yeah, I got put up on the stage because I didn't clap to something, so I was being picked on.
Well, let's find out what is happening around regional Vic. Let's start off in your hometown of Shepparton. What's going on there?
Yeah, so something really big and exciting has been happening for a while for GB Pride, and on Friday the 23rd and September the 24th, as part of the Shepparton City Summer Market, GB Pride's having the grand opening to their new Pride Hub, which is going to be a great thing for them to have a local spot that people can drop in, have a cuppa, get resources, and just have a little area to hang out.
This is pretty massive. For there to actually be, a Greater Shepparton Pride Hub is a really huge thing. It says a lot about, you know, that what the needs of the community are, but also the fact that it exists. It's this space that everyone can come to and know it's a safe and welcoming space for LGBTIQA plus people. It's really exciting.
Yeah, it's been a long time in the making, and I know there's been a lot of work behind the scenes with the committee, and they're just really proud to share this with everyone.
So looking forward to finding out more information about all of the services and everything that will be available through that hub.
Absolutely. And there will be a basically grand opening on Friday the 23rd and Saturday the 24th of February. So if you're in Shep, why not check it out between 10:30 and 3:30 in the morning. Now, Gippsland has been celebrating Pride in such a massive way over the past couple of months with events that have been popping up everywhere for their communities. It's a pretty big space, Gippsland. So they have their final one happening this Saturday. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so they're having their final one at the Eora North Swimming Centre, and that's going to be this Saturday, 10:30 to 2:30, free. You've just got to register. It's for everyone to come and enjoy and provide a gold coin donation if you can to help, you know, Gippsland Pride keep doing the wonderful things they're doing. And, yeah, it's all part of the Midsummer Regional Activation Fund. So they've done an amazing number of events, and it's coming to the end, unfortunately.
Is this the first time we've heard the regional town of Yallourn?
I was so impressed with you.
I was thinking, I'm like, I don't know if that's how you say it, 100%.
Yeah. Hey, I believe it, absolutely.
Now, these events that they've done are basically at swimming centres. You can have a dip in the pool. There are resources and stalls for our communities and local things. They're really great to go to. So if you're in the Yallourn North Swimming Centre area, you should absolutely go and check it out. It's from 10:30 to 2:30 this Saturday.
Now, yeah, it's going to be entertainment, special guests, and the pool's booked just for this event too. So, you know, it's 100% for this event. So, you know, if anyone had any concerns for safety or other things, it's a safe space.
Love to hear that. Now, if we thought that Melbourne gets hot, let's go to Mildura. That is a hot little town. What's happening at Mildura?
Yeah, so they're having their bi-monthly coffee catch-up at Two Black Sheep Cafe. All ages and everyone under the rainbow and allies are welcome for this event, and it's just a lovely little social get-together.
You know, one of the things I loved when I saw this is I read it the wrong way, and I thought this was a coffee catch-up for the bi people in our communities, which I thought was really fantastic, and I'm like, how brilliant of that to exist in Mildura. I mean, it still kind of is, but everyone's all welcome as well.
Exactly. Yeah, everyone under all the flavors under the rainbow, they've put in their little tag. So,
and just because you drink the coffee doesn't mean that you're going to become bi. So, good information. No. There.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. That's happening this Saturday. Last but not least, we all know Sunday is going to be a big day filled with pride because the Victoria's Pride Street Party is happening here in Melbourne, and I hear that regional Victoria is coming to be a part of it.
Yeah, so QLIT, which is a queer festival of words, have brought together 22 regional writers and visual artists to create their first anthology book, which is launching this weekend on Sunday the 11th. And there's going to be, they've got a stall, and myself, I'm a contributor to the book and have a short story in there. So I'll be on the stall this weekend if you want to come and say hi. There's the soft breakfast launch on the stage at Peel Street, where people are going to be doing some readings, and then there's the official launch at 4:30 p.m. and then people can buy this book, which features 22 regional artists and writers and from all over Victoria.
That's really exciting. I love that. I feel like we've had Michael Earp on breakfast before as well. So what an awesome thing to be part of. And it'll be great to have you all back in Melbourne as well.
It absolutely will. Look, you've been jutting backwards and forwards. So it's really good that you're going to be able to be a part of this massive event that's going to be happening, Victoria's Pride on Sunday. That's not the only jutting you're going to be doing, because Taylor Swift's coming to town next week, right? You're a little bit excited for some Taylor action.
I am. My outfit arrived yesterday in the mail, so I'm now 100% ready. I've got, I'm wearing green. Green's my colour. It's a green metallic shorts and a sheer glitter black top.
Oh, yes, cheers. Hello.
You are going to have to send us a picture so we can share it on the socials or tag up here, because this is very exciting. You're getting your Swiftiness on.
What song are you looking forward to hearing her perform the most?
I really just think all of it. I don't really have a favorite. I as my daughter, who's five, tells me, I listen to her way too much. it's all just on repeat.
Love it. Well, have the best time. And hopefully that means maybe in a fortnight you might be able to get some downtime.
Absolutely. And we will catch you at Victoria's Pride on Sunday. Chris, thanks for joining us again.
Yes. See everyone there. Thanks.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.